the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. All right, we're going to talk to Edward Dowd about the politics, the attempted assassination, the cyber attack, is what's going on with this investment firm in Texas and these put options. Is there anything to that? We should be investigating put options, period. Like we saw before 9/11, there was massive short selling and manipulation right before Trump. They tried to kill him, but not even by this company. It's just the market shows that. But is this really just a filing error? It may be. I want to get to the bottom of that with Edward Dowd coming up in a few minutes. But I wanted to play a clip of President Trump last night talking about this chart right here that saved his life. Now, he said God saved his life, but that's how God works in mysterious ways. But he literally starts turning to point at it. It's going to turn further, and the bullet misses him as the trigger is pulled. So we're going to play this clip of President Trump. We're going to go to break, come back with Edward Dowd to get into the assassination attempt, the economy, the world, everything, and then as a side issue, we're going to get into this support. I mean, they did do some put options against Truth Social, but they're saying it was a lot lower than what they said. But Edward is a great, you know, stock guy and stock picker, so he'll give us his take on that coming up right now. Please follow us at Real Alex Jones. This is an epic, historic moment. He just posted my predictions of an incoming cyber attack yesterday, hours before it happened. Here's President Trump.
The visions are clear now. I see possible futures.
Yeah, you guys, let's just stop right there. Yeah, you guys are playing a Dune clip instead of President Trump. So, we'll just do this. I'll keep talking to the end of the segment. We'll get the computers cleared out, ready and rolling and nice and good and have it all prepared. Guys, open your mics. What'd you like to say? Go ahead. Exactly what happened. Nope, let's just stop Trump. Got a lot of fun going on. I'm not mad, but I'm getting Dune. I'm getting open mics. I'm getting Trump. We're just going to stop right now and just relax for a few minutes. Just easy cupcake time. No big deal. We don't have time to play the Trump clip now. We're just going to roll out to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back and run a liner, and then we're going to air the three-minute Trump clip, the Trump clip, and then we're going to talk to Edward Dowd coming up straight ahead. But, you know, this gives me a few minutes to talk. We're changing the world together. The globalists don't like this show. They don't want it on the air for a reason, and it's because this broadcast is having a massive effect against the enemy because we get people thinking about how the enemy operates. And they don't want you to think about that. They want you to accept the corporate news, accept the latest propaganda, and go along with it. But we are not going to do that. And they don't want you thinking for yourselves. They don't want you sharing articles and videos. I know I'm saying things that are simple, that are known, but it comes down to this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's all about. The people aren't just supposed to be robots that hear some corporate announcement from the UN and the WF and we just accept that as real. We have a right. Joy Reid, horrible, dumb person, feel sorry for her, a puppet of the New World Order, comes out and says Trump wasn't shot, it's all fake. She has a right to be an idiot. People compare it to me questioning Sandy Hook. I just covered the internet not believing it. I had a right to say that. Didn't do the things they said I did. So we have to stand up for everybody's speech. That is so important. And we've got to persevere and realize there's not just evil in the world. There's good as well. And realize the more we press, the more we push, the more resistance you're going to see. And the more we're going to see good people believe they have a chance, and the better the world's going to be. Because we know the trajectory the globals are taking on is a nightmare. So we'll come in with an intro. We'll air the Trump clip on the chart that saved his life and show it on air. And we'll go to Edward Dowd, really smart guy, on the open waterfront and what he thinks is coming next. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and, of course, on the Mighty X, Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, and I think everybody, as a Republican, as a patriot in this room, and most Democrats, we want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally. Legally. Less than 4 years ago, I handed this administration the strongest border in American history. But you can see on the chart that saved my life. That was the chart that saved my life. I said, look it. I'm so proud of it. I think it's one of the greatest. It was done by the Border Patrol. One of the greatest charts I've ever seen. It showed everything just like that. You know the chart. Oh, there it is. That's pretty good. Wow. Last time I put up that chart, I never really got to look at it. But without that chart, I would not be here today. Never got to look at it. I said, you got to see this chart. I was so proud of it. And by the time I got to there, I never got to see it that day. But I'm seeing it now, and I was very proud. If you look at the arrow in the bottom, that's the lowest level, the one on the bottom, heavy red arrow. That's the lowest level of illegal immigrants ever to come into our country in recorded history, right there. Right there. And that was my last week in office. And then you see what happened after I left. Look at the rest. And if you go out a little bit further, it's getting to be a little bit old, but I love it anyway, right? But you can go much higher with those numbers. Look what happened right after that. The invasion began. We had the opposite. We stopped the invasion. But the invasion that we stopped was peanuts by comparison to what happened after I left. Look at what happened after I left. They took over our country. We ended all catch and release. We shut down asylum fraud. We stopped human trafficking and forged historic agreements to keep illegal aliens on foreign soil. We want them to stay on their soil. Under the Trump administration, if you came in illegally, you were apprehended immediately and you were deported. You went right back. The current administration terminated every single one of those great Trump policies that I put in place to seal the border. I wanted a seal border. Again, come in, but come in legally. You know how unfair it is? So many people, hundreds of thousands of people, have been working for years to come into our country. And now they see these people pour into our country at levels that are unprecedented. So unfair. And we're not going to do it. We're not going to.
All right. Edward Dowd has been exposing the COVID tyranny for years. He's had a great prediction rate. Really accurate guy. I respect him. I'm not a stock expert. So when I saw all this news about insider trading and put options, I thought we should look into it. We'll get to that a little bit later with him. But the things preceding the attempted Trump assassination, you can find him on Twitter at Dowd Ward. And, of course, on Getter at Edward Dowd. And he was a Wall Street professional, worked at HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, and Generet, BlackRock. He's also worked all over Wall Street with sell side and buy side, expert in fixed income and equities, capital markets. He's currently setting up hedge funds. But what he's done is bring forward all these big whistleblowers, top actuaries at major insurance companies. He said this years and years ago, and he said they're coming out. They have now testified to Congress, legislatures, the EU, you name it. So I wanted to get him on with the million-foot view and then drill down into it of what he makes of the current state of the country, the failed attempt. The evidence clearly coming out. Maybe he disagrees that it was a Secret Service stand down. And then now this massive, unprecedented cyber attack, and where he thinks this is going and what he thinks the deep state will do with Biden. He's already decided to step down. That's the intel. It's being confirmed. I've already confirmed it, but even mainstream media says it could be imminent in the next few days. The decision was made days ago. Edward, so much to cover. Maybe we should cover the ballpark, you know, the like I said, million-foot view, then drill into 35,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 1,000 feet, and then right down to the electron microscope level. You can start wherever you want, but great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Great to be here. And I just want to say, I agree with your analysis. There's a lot of hope right now because people can sense a shift in the mood. And, you know, as Tucker Carlson said, Trump's going to win. But I agree with your analysis 100% that this is the most dangerous time we've ever seen in our history right now. These are criminals. I understand the criminal mind because I saw it on Wall Street. They're caught, but they won't stop until they're in handcuffs. And so we're at a critical juncture where they're going to try anything and everything to get rid of Trump again. I believe they'll try again. I believe that they're going to attempt a war. They're going to attempt cyber shutdowns. They cannot have elections because, and especially with the current president, and they're trying to get rid of him as we speak. So this is, in my humble opinion, the most dangerous time in our history in the last 50, 60 years right now. And there's a lot of hope, but we have to also understand what happened on Saturday. Trump lived by the grace of God. It was a divine intervention. The idea was he'd be dead, and that would trigger mass anger. And anger is a emotion that disables critical thinking, and then you can create narratives and no one knows what's going on. Same thing with COVID. COVID created fear. Fear and anger are two emotions, different sides of the coin. So these dark alchemists do events to disable critical thinking and cause mass hysteria. By the grace of God, that didn't happen, but we're not out of the woods yet, and I'm very nervous. And we're on the precipice of the economy rolling over. We can talk about that, but that's the 30,000-foot view.
I mean, I totally agree. I don't just agree. We're like staring at the same thing. We're like at the zoo looking at an elephant. What's that? It's an elephant. What's that? It's a tiger. What's that? It's a giraffe. That's an alligator. That's a crocodile. That's an ostrich. I mean, you know, that's an eagle. That's a turtle. We're looking at the same thing. And it wasn't hard. I said they're going to do cyber attacks. It's probably the smartest move. They have plausible deniability. It changes the subject, creates fear. And then if the public buys the fear, they can ratchet it up. Biggest cyber event, they're not even saying it's an attack, in history. Where do you see this going?
Well, let's talk about that. They've been seeding that narrative for a long, long time. Klaus Schwab in 2021 talked about a cyber pandemic. This guy said this. The next thing we need to worry about is a cyber pandemic, whatever that is. And then we saw, right when the AI bubble was really forming at the turn of the year, January, February, Reuters and AP talking about the ghost in the machine potentially being able to crash financial markets, you know, setting up a straw man for what's coming. So this is clearly a seeded narrative. It's been out there for a while. And here we are the day after the Republican convention, CEO of Crowdsources on TV choking up about their supposed update that took down the whole Microsoft system. I'm not buying it. It may have been a beta test, but they're definitely going to shut down the internet at some point or try.
This is such an important interview, and you're completely dead on. This is a clear next move. just like COVID was used for a global lockdown and control, and they said they want carbon lockdowns. They're just playing that card now, using this cyber event as the pretext to change the public's mind, to divert us off, to change the subject, but also, I think, terrorize corporations that have gotten behind Trump. I mean, we have Zuckerberg coming out and saying Trump is a badass, and you've got all this money sliding to Trump and much of the establishment joining him. I see this as the top globalists with a gun to the head saying we've built all these backdoors into everything, as we know from the Vault 7 documents and things that come out from Edward Snowden. We can kill this anytime we want. We've got a kill switch. So now basically the globalists are desperate, like when the bad guy gets caught and he grabs a woman and puts a gun to her head and says, back off, I'll kill her. I mean, I think we've now reached that point.
Well, the other thing we need to think about is the shift we can see going on. Billionaires are now endorsing Trump, billionaire class. We saw Microsoft get rid of their DEI department, and then John Deere followed. So there seems to be this momentum shift.
And Tractor Supply and everybody. It's happening.
Yeah, so there's this shift going on. The people who created the environment where that happened are seeing the shift in real time. And that's why it's the most dangerous time right now, because they are losing. There's people who may not have been connected but supported this system are now questioning the system. And I joked this week about we're going to see church basements fill up with new support groups called Woke Anonymous. You can sense people are going to pretend they were never woke. You can feel the shift. But this is the most dangerous time, because the tide is turning, more people are waking up, and if you're a criminal, you have to create a massive distraction. The distraction was supposed to be the death of Trump. That failed, and now they need something else. And this, I'm very nervous about the next 3 months. And, you know, look, I hope I'm wrong. I always hope I'm wrong, but you and I have been predicting lots of things, and unfortunately, they become true. You, the other day, I mean, it was, I watched you on your show. You predicted they'd come after Trump again and blame Iran. Then the very next day, AP and Reuters and the intelligence community dropped the story that Iran was plotting to assassinate Trump. I mean, this is, it's to the point now where your predictions and other people's predictions are coming true, not in years or weeks, now days. That's, this is the quickening. We're in the quickening right now.
And again, for people to think that's hard, it's not. They want to go with war with Iran. They've already been pre-programming that Iran and Russia are going to launch a cyber attack. Clearly, if they would have killed Trump, they would have done the cyber attack too, to cut communications off so they could stir up violence and then not have us on the ground showing what they did. It's a simple takeover. When you do a takeover, you cut communications. Well, they're not going to say the government cut communications. They're going to say it's a cyber attack and blame who they want to attack. I mean, it's simple mathematics, really, political mathematics.
Absolutely. And you know, I want to state, when the assassination attempt first happened, I was quiet on Twitter. I analyzed the media a little bit. I wanted to get more information before I started speculating. But with just the nuggets we've gotten from the mainstream media, just simple facts, the fact that he was on the roof and the Secret Service knew for 20 or 30 minutes, whatever, that's literally like an eternity. They didn't shut down the event. There's all sorts of other things coming out. The DHS was there instead of Secret Service. You know, they didn't have professionals. There seems to be, in my humble opinion, an inside job. And the case for gross incompetence is becoming harder and harder to justify. So I do believe at this point we have enough evidence there's an inside job. But we have to ask this question. We always have to ask this question. With just the nuggets from the mainstream media, we can come to that conclusion. Why does the mainstream media want us to come to that conclusion? Why are they giving us these nuggets now? That's a question I'm asking. The other thing we need to think about, and I haven't verified this, but maybe you can help me, but I'm of the understanding that Trump rallies were not really covered by the major networks, but this one was, and that was a change. Why were they all there?
No, that's true. That's a key. They said record media was there.
Yeah, so that to me suggest something else. So
exactly. The fact that they spotlighted this, they wanted to kill him and enrage people, then stage false flags and say we did it. That's a clear, again, political arithmetic. That if you know their mindset, you can predict their next move, because it's a methodology.
And then we have evidence that after the assassination attempt failed, memos went out to the media to talk about toning down that this was an assassination.
And they did that. They said, oh, there was some pops. He fell down. Exactly. There was already pre-programming in place.
Yeah, so that's where my head's at. You know, I'll always, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But the case for inside job is so strong. I'm 90% there. The case for gross incompetence gets harder and harder to justify. The FBI is already in cover-up mode to suggest that they couldn't get into the shooter's phone for several days is a joke. These are the same people that had everybody's text messages on Jan 6th the next day for thousands of people. So there's just a lot of things going on that suggest somebody somewhere in the government set this up. That's my humble opinion, and I'm sticking with that until proven otherwise.
No, that's the facts. So put the crystal ball on here. What is the globalist next move? Intensify the cyber attack, already the biggest in history. False flag leftists claim Trump supporters said it. Kill Biden, who's already agreed, I'm told from behind the scenes, it's coming out in the news, to step down. I mean, this is a desperate empire of bureaucrats and special interests that know the world's turned against them. They want to blame Russia. They want to blame Iran. They want that to be the trigger to take us to war, to unify us politically. What should Trump be doing right now, in your view?
Trump should be suggesting that he's going to negotiate peace for all these conflicts. He's a businessman. He's a negotiator. And under his administration, we weren't at war. And now we are. We have the Ukraine-Russian conflict. We have the Mideast conflict. We have issues going on with China and Taiwan. We have three hot zones. And Trump should message that he wants to de-escalate all three of those hot zones, if possible, and message that's what he intends to do. That would go a long way. No one really deep down wants war except those at the top of the power pinnacle. China's biggest problem is they have a demographic problem. They hit a demographic wall in 2020. Their economy is struggling mightily. There's stories about bank failures. So they have an internal problem. So the people at the very top of the food chain need a distraction for their own population. War is an easy way to do that. So there's lots going on we're on the precipice of the economy rolling over. We predicted a recession in Q3 and 4 of 2023. That's what our economic cycle indicators were telling us. We were wrong because the government came in and started spending $1 trillion every 3 months to prop up the economy with government jobs and then immigrant subsidies. That did cause a bounce in our economic cycle indicators from a very low point to right before it gets to expansion. It never got to expansion, but it started rolling over again in March. So our economic indicators started rolling over again. I believe the stock market is either going to falter imminently or definitely in the fall to reflect what the real economy is doing on the ground, which is not good. It's rolling. They try to juice it before the election. The question is, is the juice enough to hold it? I don't think they're going to make it. That's my humble opinion. So between now and the fall, we're going to see financial markets in turmoil. At a very base minimum, the volatility index, which is a thing that people use to trade against the stock market, volatility has been very low. There's no way volatility in the stock market is going to be low heading into this election, the most controversial election of our lifetime. The other thing you need to think about is anybody in a seat of business that has that's signing off on major projects is not going to sign off on a major project before the election because they don't know what administration they're going to be dealing with. So there's going to be a pause in business generally. So we're going into some deep, deep problems. We've got China. We have Japan. Bank of Japan is trying to prop up the yen. There's banking issues all over the place. We did have banking issues in the U.S. last spring, and the Federal Reserve basically bailed out those banks. But that I think was only a stopgap measure. It's like the little boy sticking his finger in the dike. We've had a global financial debt problem since COVID. COVID was covered to print money to prop up the economy again. And that created inflation. Then they had to raise interest rates and money supply is tight. Money supply year over year growth went negative for the first time since the Great Depression in November of 2022. Generally speaking, there's a lag effect on that in the economy of about 18 months. May was the 18-month mark since money supply went negative. So we are now in this liquidity problem. We have commercial real estate loans starting to sour. there's a perfect storm brewing. Perfect storm.
Well, I want to be clear. They beta tested COVID, then launched it. They beta tested monkeypox and bird flu and all that. The public isn't buying it. So I see this cyber attack, biggest in history, as a beta test to see if people get hysterical. Then they'll apply more. It's clearly to change the subject, create fear. That's one question. And then the other question is, Trump's been worried about this. He gets in, then they turn the economy off and blame him. That was one of another scenarios. But I think they think there's so much optimism with Trump that he would be able to explain that and turn that around, or at least mitigate it. So they made the decision to get rid of him. I mean, it's overwhelmingly clear they tried to assassinate him. To me, that shows real desperation.
Absolute desperation. And this, again, when I was working on Wall Street and Enron was a criminal corporation, they literally pretended everything was hunky-dory until they were indicted, even when the stock went zero. And I had friends on Wall Street who would talk to the CEO and CFO, not understanding that there were things, smoking guns suggesting it was fraud. They were told by the CEO and CFO that everything was a lie, and they chose to believe the CEO and CFO, who ended up getting indicted. This is what criminals do. They pretend until it's over. And we're seeing massive gaslighting like we've never seen before. We were seeing it with the Biden dementia, which you and I have known about, and anybody with a brain knew about 4 years ago when he hid in the basement. It became so apparent now that they couldn't hide it anymore. But what I find curious is we have, about half the nation didn't believe their own lying eyes. But then when the media turned on him, they got their marching orders. They call it the download. Now it's time that Biden has dementia. They couldn't come to that decision on their own beforehand. So my biggest problem and fear is we got half the population that takes downloads from the propaganda machine.
Well, that's right. And you see it. I mean, we knew years ago Biden's mind was gone. Now he can barely walk, as shown right here. He can barely talk. And then on the dime, they all turn and say he's bad, putting all these ex-influencers and others that said he's the biggest genius ever. Now he's the biggest idiot ever. And then now Biden says, I may step down if I'm sick on Wednesday. Then he says, I may step down if I'm sick. I'm told, and I have clips coming up, that he's already acquiesced and is going to now not be the nominee.
I've put out public tweets kind of sarcastically, jokingly saying it'd be great if Joe, digs his heels in and doesn't leave, because let's face it, with Joe in there, they can't sell the steal. There's no way they can sell the steal. So what I think they want
exactly
to do is
that's key.
Him.
They plan to steal it, and they know nobody's going to buy if we steal it again with the same guy. That's why they want Joe gone.
That's right. They can't sell it, and this is all about selling. And they're going to whoever they pick. Let's say Kamala Harris and Buttigieg. There's going to be a media blitzkrieg. There's going to be this storybook nonsense. And they're gonna claim that if they do steal it, that it was legitimate. And that I don't think anybody's gonna buy that, but definitely with Joe Biden, they can't sell the steal. So they think they can sell the steal with another pair.
Exactly. Let me ask you when we come back then, if you were President Trump, and I know as people listen, what would you be doing right now? And for citizens, what would you be doing right now at the most critical point in human history? Because I agree with you earlier, this is the most dangerous time in 60 years. Well, it's really in world history. We have all these nuclear weapons and bioweapons and giant debts. This is hands down the most dangerous time in modern human history and civilization in 7,000 years. You're living through it right now. We'll be right back with Edward Dowd. Stay with us. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely does even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor. who's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star. Now
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, listeners, call in. I get emails. I see the text. I say, Alex, how do you come up with these ideas you have about the enemy? 40 years ago, when I was like 10 years old, I got addicted to politics and political articles and adult literature, adult history about the world. And the more you learn about it, the more you want to know. So you learn about how systems work, how humans work. So I read the writings of Plato, Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler, V.I. Lenin, all the major economists that were out there, and it just got really engrossing. And then I learned how the deep state is just the bureaucracy in any country. They don't like a president or somebody that's actually in control, whether that person's good or bad. They want to be the bosses. But when you get a group of oligarchs, it always breeds real problems quickly because no one gets the blame for the mistakes. The bureaucracy makes the decisions. They steal the money. They get the power. But then there's no checks and balances on them. And our republic is supposed to be a different system than that, and is held up better than other systems. But that's what you've got to understand about the globalist is you got the big foundations, the Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford foundations that kind of create the policy. They've got the bureaucracy. You've got the big corporations that have the money. And they will do as much as they can that doesn't destroy them. And they'll go as far as they can to squeeze society and turn the power off because that gets them more money anyways because they have unlimited currency. But if people know they're the ones behind the assassination, if they know they're the ones behind the cyber attack, if they know they're the ones behind the war, and then they're spotlighted, well, then they've got to back off. I think that's just fundamentally very, very simple. So if you're looking at rule by committee, and so you'll have these meetings with the globalists that are going on right now, so let's say on average 20 people, maybe 40 because they've all got a trusted assistant. They're all from the same families, you know, same systems that they've been proven. So you'll have like 20 people and then they'll have their assistants. So 40 people in a room and they're there from the representing the foundations and the big banks and the oil companies and the military and the intelligence groups. They've already agreed on their plan long term. But then as things don't go well for them, they start tweaking it. They get cold feet. So my job is how do I get them to back off? Because I can permutate this out. They're going to get destroyed in the end, like Hitler. Now, with Hitler, you had one guy, which made it centralized, but also made it really easy to beat if you could just kill Hitler. But that was failed. So the answer is not killing globalists because they've got a bench 100 deep behind each person. And if Edward Dowd agrees with this analysis, he's welcome to tell me his view. But I know he knows Wall Street and he's a smart guy. And he can give us his take. But how do you counter an unaccountable elite who's dumbed the population down through policy, who now sees the population waking up? How do you convince them to back off? And then even how do you give them an avenue to stop? Or will they even stop? It's like trying to get Napoleon to stop. So that's a long intro there, Edward Dowd. But do you agree with that, A? And then B, what does Trump need to say and do? I would directly address them if I was Trump. I go on national TV and say, I know you tried to kill me. You need to stop, you know, BlackRock, all you guys. And people say, oh, he'll be discredited by the corporate media. You want to be discredited by that. Now is the time in information warfare to drop the hydrogen bombs, the 500 megaton bombs. In my view, is just to get it all out on the table and say, stop. And that's why they're so scared. It's not arrest the globalist. You just simply spotlight them. And then all the states and everybody else pull their money out of these systems. We create new ones, and it's game over. I mean, I really think we need an informational nuclear war. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. The old system is dying. And what was the old system? The old system was a government run by bureaucracies. That was the dirty little secret that really we haven't really understood until, you know, the last 10 years. And I remember not that long ago in 2014-13, the term deep state was derided by the mainstream media, but even they talk about a deep state. And what is the deep state? It's the permanent bureaucracy. And I learned about the permanent bureaucracy in the 80s when my dad told me that, you know, the presidents and the congresspeople and the senators are the summer help. They come in and out, and the folks in D.C. laugh about it because they're the permanent residents, and they call these elected politicians the summer help. And so over time, more and more of these elected politicians have been corrupted by intelligence agencies. There's control files on everyone. Corruption, which had always been there, is getting to the point now where it is destroying our economy. It's sucking precious resources out. The government the government is now like 30% of our economy, whereas, you know, in the 80s, it was, you know, 12, 13% of our economy. So the government is literally crowding out private investment, and we can see it, we can feel it, and we know what's going on. And ever since the great financial crisis, the government's only consolidated its power. There are different factions within the government. There's the industrial intelligence complex, the military industrial complex, and now there's a medical industrial complex. And they're all using the color of law to bilk us and make us do things against our will. And it's now at a point where this can no longer hold. And we just saw with COVID the greatest mass poisoning event of our lifetimes. We'll be living with that for years to come. And my advice to Trump would be a couple things. I want him to pray for discernment on picking people that he can trust, that will do what he wants. In his first administration, some of his personnel choices turned out to be not the best. I want him to pray for discernment. I want him to telegraph that he's going to negotiate for peace. And I would also, hopefully, after this shooting, I think he's a changed man. I think he's gotten closer to God. I would like for him to get some humility and admit that maybe the vaccines aren't so good. And
That brings me to the JFK video from last week, where he's admitting, they give the kids too much. That's how Trump brain works, because he sees this big giant shot they're giving because it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. He's like, that's too much. That hurts the babies. You see the real Trump behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I would love for him to maybe become more public on that again. That's just this is my pet issue, so I may not get that, but I definitely want him to petition for world peace, signal he's going to negotiate for that. I want him to have discernment on his personnel choices. And he's already said he's going to try to unify the country. And I can see a different Trump. He seems a little more humble. And if he can stay away from, going after individuals who criticize him, I think we can just, dismantle a lot of.
Exactly. He's a fighter, but he's at a primitive level where he fights minions of the system. Don't give them attention. He's way above them. Don't punch down. Attack the policies of the globalists. Don't attack their foot soldiers.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can stay away from that, I think people will see a different Trump and be more willing to, even if those on the fence, I think he's going to get a lot of support, but those on the fence have problems with his personality. If he can demonstrate he's a more dignified individual now and has some humility, I think if he walks into the Oval Office, in the real vote, we have to worry about what they're going to try to do. Obviously, they're going to try to steal it and try to.
No, I totally agree. So what do you expect the deep state to do now that they are so desperate?
To your point, they may make another run at him using even though, we've made people aware. You've made people aware about the Iranian issue. They may go ahead with that anyways. I was talking to a military expert yesterday on a Zoom call with my partners at Finance Technologies, and there are rumors of suitcase nukes. Now, I don't know. I'm not that close to it, but that alarmed me. There's chatter of suitcase nukes. You talked about that, and that's my biggest concern, is something so devastating that it changes the conversation and creates fear and anxiety.
And let's be clear. I want you to elaborate on what your sources said. Because in any real statecraft, in real intelligence research, not the pop culture, you don't want a full nuclear war. You want to decapitate the leader. Well, if your own government's hijacked by criminals and the public's about to take their government back, if these neocons and leftist maniacs, Victoria Nuland, say Trump's about to get a nasty surprise, he won't be president, they're willing to have nuclear war with Russia. Of course they're willing to set off a 1 megaton bomb, outside Mar-a-Lago and kill him and say the Iranians did it. But that's a no-brainer. And so you're saying, slow this down. You were talking to military sources that you trust in your company, and you're a great source. Give us every little tidbit that you can tell us. What did they say?
It was chatter and rumors. That's why I don't want to, put too much on it. But that's the first. You said it on air, and then I heard someone else say it, and it wasn't from you. It was chatter in their circles. Again, I don't have any verifiable evidence. Let's call it chatter and rumors, but that's enough for me, since you've already war gamed this. So we need to be on high alert, and God help us if they do that.
Well, I know the CIA has a plan to smuggle nukes. This has been declassified in the 80s, partially. If they wanted to take out the Soviet Union, they were going to go into all the Soviet Union satellites and in the Soviet Union themselves, and then you don't have a nuclear war. You just kill the leadership, and then you have spies that are already ready to turn, kind of like the Germans got the French military to stand down, and they set up their own Vichy French operation. That's how real wars get won, is they're already won before they're fought. And they've got decapitation, Sabo, Meteor guns using DU, 40,000 mile an hour, 35,000 mile an hour decapitation weapons. That's partially classified. I mean, I know they've got those. So I'm saying, if the deep state doesn't want to lose control of the country, they can use that to target domestically. They already tried to shoot him with a bullet, the Patsy. Well, then they're going to use those arsenals. That's just a very easy situation where you just deduct from that. You just start looking at what's on the table.
Yeah, and I hope that there's dissent in the ranks of these people, the criminals, that there's infighting where that plan is kiboshed. But, you know, it's on the table. And you said yourself, you know, they could roll in a truck that's following Trump around. And, you know, the truck, the people who drive it have been told not to look in the back. And why is this truck always there? These scenarios are not unrealistic, given what we saw on Saturday last week.
Well, I know for a fact, I'm going to leave it at this, that in my 50 years on Earth, I knew people in the military, high up officers, and they would say, no, we routinely just hauled weapons around armed in trucks and things. And they would not tell us why we were doing it, but we would notice, you know, it would just be in certain key places. And so, and I'm like, they were like, yeah, we started asking when we figured out what it was, what does this have to do with the Russians or the Chinese? Like, why are we doing this? And the thing is, they always want, it's like Baron Harkonnen in the first Dune film. It's not in the book, but it's in the film. Baron Harkonnen has a heart plug in everybody, where if he wants, he just pulls the plug. And the point is, if they've got kill switches in our phones and kill switches in the dams, and they did all this for their power, what will they do with nukes? But then again, they don't need the nukes. The committee probably said, don't go with a nuke. I'm just speculating. Let's just go with a cyber attack and let's see how they handle that. And if we reject this and say, hey, we think you're behind it or we're suspicious of you, that may make them get cold feet. I'm just trying to figure out how to get these maniacs, Edward, to just not go. Because every calculation I do into the future, if they go with this hot war, give me your take on that. Because I mean, the whole world's waking up. There's a political realignment everywhere. Do you think these globalist bureaucrats are dumb enough to think if they go to full civil war or full martial law that then they won't get a civil war they can't win? I mean, I don't see them winning the civil war.
Look, the way to control a population is through, and this is, you know, this is from the Babylon mystery schools, is through deceit and deception. Their deceit and deception games aren't working anymore. And if they think that they can do it with a frontal assault, that's not going to work. So they have to continue with their playbook of deceit and deception. But that's, you know, continuously being disarmed by the internet, information warfare, yourself, others. And the population is waking up at an alarming speed. So that's why I'm scared that they're going to try another deceptive tactic, set off a war. They would look. If
no, I agree. They always do the passive aggressive. They never put themselves out there.
Absolutely. There's no frontal assault. It's always deception and cover stories. And, you know, Trump is going to win. If you look, even CNN admits he's going to win in a landslide. So how do you disrupt that story and the momentum that's gaining? You need something so devastating that it realigns everyone's emotional center into anger or fear. And that's how these alchemists, these dark alchemists, move along their agendas, fear and anger. So that, what we just saw was one of the biggest events I've seen in my lifetime Saturday. And now we're going to take that off the headlines. You need one bigger. I hope I'm wrong.
No, you're totally right. You kill one story with a bigger story. So what the Trump assassination attempt signified was, like you said, it's all on the table. The brakes are off. Runaway train.
Correct. And so between now and November, like you said, and your analysis was dead spot on, this is the most dangerous 3 months ever. And we're going to be overloaded with information, gray propaganda, false stories. We're going to be hunting down things. We have to keep our eye on the ball and make sure we don't, you know, get distracted. And, you know, my two things are the COVID vaccine and the economy. I'll be watching those and seeing what the impacts are. Unfortunately, the COVID vaccine, the good news is the excess deaths are coming down. The bad news is they're maintaining a run rate of between 5 and 10% in a lot of countries. And now we're seeing the medium-term effects from cancers and other degenerative diseases. And this is going to devastate our economy for years to come. And
Edward,
then on the economy, if I was going to introduce a central bank digital currency, I would do it in the depths of an economic downturn that scares the living daylights out of people. And mass layoffs, you give people a UBI, but it's attached to a central bank digital currency. So there's going to be ways to implement their policies when there's maximum fear and anger. So that I'm on alert for that.
They need to kill the old system, their Ponzi schemes to an end, create the new Ponzi scheme, the global central bank digital currency, the universal basic income, the cashless society. So let's speak to this now. You have a Texas company, leftist, funds all these leftist groups. Even if it is true they didn't do 12 million short positions, the ones they did are still huge. They claim it's a mistake. Okay, fine. It's good that people are investigating insider trading. There was, and I have the articles right here, record insider trading right before Trump was attemptedly to be assassinated against Trump companies and Truth Social. But and I really respect you as a stock researcher, but you've done the analysis and say that this is not a nothing burger, but you're saying you basically don't think that the hype lives up to what this is. So what do you think is really happening with Austin Private Wealth?
Yeah, so I looked into it. And so first I wanted to see what kind of firm it was. It's a registered investment advisor, high net worth investment firm. There are thousands of these across the country. They have $1 billion in assets under management. They're a fee-only business. The general fee in this type of business is 1%. So I'm guessing their annual revenues are $10 million. They have 22 employees. There's probably a couple partners at the top that take down the lion's share of the $10 million in revenue, and everybody else gets an okay income, but you know they're not the ones with the relationships. They have 1,200 clients. So I looked. So that's the starting point. Then I looked at the filings. They put out a press release saying that it was a clerical error from a third party vendor, which makes sense. These registered investment advisors outsource a lot of their IT to other firms, and you know SEC filing is a pain in the butt. So
Used them and not, I'm not saying they're to blame, and use their false filing as some, I'm not an expert like you, in fact I'm a novice, as some naked short type deal to get others to try to do that, or is that, I mean, it sounds like a big error.
Well, let's look at the filing. So the filing was made on July 12th, the Friday before the assassination. That's the filing date. The filing was for a holding period as of the end of June 28th. So June 28th was the snapshot, and I'm familiar with SEC filings, was the snapshot of that firm's holdings. The error wasn't just on DJT. It was across all of their holdings. So I looked at the original filing. Apple showed 50 million shares short. That's impossible because that would have been a $1 billion position. They only have $1 billion in assets under management. And by the way, they don't pool their trades. Everybody every client has a separate account and has an individualized portfolio. So it's not like a hedge fund that pools its bets. So I do think it was a clerical error. But the question that needs to be asked is, let's look into this third-party vendor that made this filing error. Were they trying to cover up something? I don't know. I'm not accusing them. But that was a big error. And it should have been caught by Austin Wealth Management, but they didn't have the procedure. I mean, obviously, the report was generated by the third-party vendor. They filed it. They didn't eyeball it. So that's their mistake. They didn't eyeball someone else's work.
But don't you think, I'm not a stock expert like you, but if you just did a multi-million dollar short, doesn't your phone start ringing saying, hey, what do you know? What are you doing?
Exactly. And the other thing is, as soon as the story came out, I called my Wall Street buddies. And I said, what was the option activity on DJT, and they couldn't find anything. And if it was truly 120,000 put options as was reported, that's a massive bet. If the put option was priced at $1, that's $12 million. If it was priced at $5, it's $60 million. And again, they have 1,200 clients with $1 billion in AUM. The average client size is 8 million. So it didn't make sense mathematically to me.
But they could have been using, someone could have been using them unknowingly as a decoy or a front group.
I don't know that. Well, what I do know is I'm pretty sure it's not them. What I think is more mysterious to me is on Friday, we had a $4.6 billion market on close reported in the S&P 500. That's a huge number. It was.
And I saw that, so I don't know how that works. Explain that to everybody like me that is a stock expert.
So there's a end of day trades that can be done, and people do. It's called market on close, and there was a $4.6 billion total in sell orders, and that's a big imbalance. That means somebody or a group of people were trying to get out of the market. There could have been bets in options as well. If I want to think like a criminal, shorting, doing put options in DJT would be too obvious. The SEC has the trading activity.
But you figure Trump getting killed will hurt the stock market, so you saw a lot of betting against the stock market Friday.
Yeah, so if I wanted to investigate, I would ask, people in Congress and Senate and people in the, like the head of DHS and Victoria Nuland, Did you have any big option bets in the S&P 500 on Friday? Because you can make, if depending upon the strike price and the time that you want to make the bet. If it's a one-day option, you can buy these very cheaply with, let's say, turn a $100,000 bet into like a $5 million windfall. And no one buys one-day options unless you're purely speculating.
So you're saying we're in the right area to be looking at insider trading. You see some evidence of that. It's just not this group.
Just not this group. I think I would like to look at activity in the S&P 500. Anybody taking very short-dated put option bets in the S&P 500 that could turn into millions of dollars, that would be a smoking gun, or at least questioning what's going on, especially in individual accounts like Victoria Nuland, if she had as a stock brokerage account and she bought, a one-day option put option that expired on Monday afternoon. That would be interesting, because one-day put options are literally like, it's like a 1 in 100 bet. You don't get the and if the strike price is out of the money, then we know something's up. So it needs to be investigated. But for some reason, I think this firm is a legit registered investment advisor. I don't think they did anything. And they did deny it. And the filing date and the holding period date are different, because even if they did short 120,000 shares, 120,000 put options, it was as of June 28th. And you wouldn't hold that put option for 2 weeks because there's something called time decay. So if you're going to want to make, if you know an event's coming, you do it the day before, you take the shortest dated options with the lowest strike price. You can buy the option price very cheap and turn a very small bet into millions.
Got it. Well, I'm glad to clear that up for folks. But like you said, we should keep ferreting and investigating. Edward Dowd, incredible hour. 30-second closing comment.
You know, I just hope and pray that God is in charge and we get through this. Unfortunately, you know, we can't control what other people want to do. And I'm ready to expect anything. I mean, it just blows my mind. We have the biggest Microsoft outage the day after the RNC convention.
Hold on, do this. We got a guest coming in. We got a special guest in the studio in like 6 minutes, but it'll give us time to move her in here and cover all the medical and this COVID increase news. I want you to host for 5 minutes. Will you do that? We'll come back in 2 minutes to host 5 minutes, Edward?
Yep.
And how do people find you? Where's the best place?
The best place is on Twitter. At Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D Edward, and Getter at Edward Dowd. Also our website, financetechnologies.com, with a PH instead of NAP. We have all of our research.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWarsMD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWarsMD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWarsMD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWarsMD.
Let's ditch the post. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.